This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So a lot of people want to see me fail, and that ain't gonna happen.
What is that?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And for Shedeur Sanders, the first passing touchdown of his career.
On today's show, complete Week 12 recap, Monday night preview, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere. And for those listening on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, I've just taken my glasses off, which means I mean business. We're also here on Sirius Channel 80, Sirius XM. We say hello to you and all podcast listeners. Just because you listen whenever you want doesn't mean I don't say hello to you off the top of our Monday program here on the Monday of week 12 prior to the Panthers and Niners taking on one another on Monday Night Football in a game that 12 weeks ago, I don't think anybody thought would be as significant as it is going into tonight. And that's the beauty of the National Football League. One never knows, because it was 12 weeks ago with a Vegas Raiders beat the New England Patriots in Gillette Stadium. And now, yada, yada, yada. How the hell did that happen? The Raiders fired their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, and his right-hand man this morning as well. Chip Kelly was last night. They didn't even let that one sink in before Max Verstappen left the city. That happened. Shedeur Sanders wins his first start as a Cleveland Brown. We'll talk about that on this program. The Overreaction Monday podcast is already in the RSS feed or the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel for you to listen to and watch respectively. The cut down version airs on ESPN2 every single Monday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Chris Brockman and I have already recorded it. Good to see you over there, Christopher. How are you?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. How are you, Mike
Del Tufo?
Good to see you. Do you have the proper drop ready? Because we have to give it up to this man whose team was down 21-0 to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Jones Mahal, only to come back and win it. Yeah. There it is, TJ Jefferson. Big W for your Cowboys.
We're on to Kansas City.
I like it. Look at you.
We're on to Kansas City.
Look at you expecting it. I like it. I like the attitude. And I'll tell you what, with the Chiefs beating the Colts in overtime to go to 6-5 and avoiding the first ever 5-6 start in the Reed era, the last time they were 5-6 was the year before Andy Reid showed up to beat the Colts in front of the country on CBS in the early window. And then the Eagles losing to the Cowboys after being up 21-0 in Dallas on Fox in front of the whole country.
Tried to tell you.
I do believe that Chiefs at Cowboys middle of the Thanksgiving John Madden triple header. I think it gained 5 rating points yesterday. And as you know, the NFL schedule makers going into the season were saying that's going to be the largest audience in the history of regular season football in the National Football League.
I mean, it's nothing new to us.
I understand, sir. This guy, I understand. He's 5-5-1, and he's feeling it. As well you should. As well you should. As well you should.
And Rich, there's no mariachi bands. There's no balloons. It's just another game.
As well you should. As well you should, TJ Jefferson, because this Dallas Cowboys team right now looks different. It does. Defensively. When you trade away Micah Parsons, everyone's wondering, what the hell are you thinking?
Micah.
And I think a lot of people are still wondering that about the Dallas Cowboys. You know, when you're hoping to get that edge rushing from Jadeveon Clowney when he's not offsides during that 21-0 deluge that the Cowboys suffered at the beginning of the game on Sunday. But Clowney is beginning to make his presence known. But when you take Kenny Clark, which was a higher register. Nice piece to get him back in that trade.
Okay,
I see you. At least you got Kenny Clark back.
That's something. Yeah.
And then you add Quinnen Williams. Now, that's how you hold Saquon Barkley to 22 rush yards. Once upon a time, Saquon Barkley would stroll into this stadium in this game and run roughshod all of them. And once upon a time would be like, you know, last year. But to see the Philadelphia Eagles only get from Saquon Barkley, 22 rush yards on 10 carries. DeMarvian Overshown coming back. That front seven's buzzing all over the place. So the back end of the defense that was getting exposed left, right, up, and down for the first 9 weeks of the season. Totally different look. Totally different. And then offensively. I mean, I say this with the utmost of respect. Please understand what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. Well, this kind of sounds like we're heading down disrespect.
And on the Rich Eisen show, when you say, with all due respect, that allows you to be disrespectful after that.
Well, it doesn't allow you. It just cautions.
But that George Pickens is bawling out so hard. Actually, let me rephrase that. Yeah. George Pickens is playing such great football.
Ballin'!
Yes!
Oh, even better.
He's turning CeeDee Lamb into his own personal Alvin Harper.
Hey, look, it is what it is.
Because we're seeing a receiver. I mean, Michael Irvin, my bestie, has got to be sitting there watching this beast of a receiver, wondering, like, can we find out some way to petition the NFL to see if he can also wear 88?
Right.
He's got to be thinking that. Can we make him an unofficial 88 clubber? Because he's unbelievable and is exactly the type of guy that the Steelers envisioned that he could possibly be for them until whatever ice of the iceberg that was underneath the surface was so significant they had to trade him to the Dallas Cowboys. But George Pickens, man, is on a heater. 9 catches, 146 yards for him in this game. 4th most receiving yards by a Cowboys player with 100% catch rate since 1978. He set a new single season career high for receptions with 67, and we still have
already
more games to go. CD, you know, he was, by the way, Prescott was 9-for-9 targeting Pickens. 4-of-11 targeting Lamb, including another. I swear to God, when that ball went through his hands and hit him in the chest in the end zone, I thought he didn't just drop another pass against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's going to cost the Dallas Cowboys, did he?
Part of that.
Mm-hmm. Were you thinking that, watching that? No Doubt in the Barn with your boy Ashton?
Listen.
Were you, by the confirmation, he was watching the barn with Ashton. Were you not thinking that?
By the time that happened, I was home because I left the barn. I left the barn at halftime because I thought the game was over.
Good to know.
But yeah,
I don't blame you. 21 points.
Damn act together.
21 points down, man. That ties the Cowboys franchise record. Coming back from 21 down, scoring the final 24 unanswered to win it, even though at some point I honestly wanted to jump through the television set and see if I could channel my way through to the Metroplex to look at Brian Schottenheimer when he went for it inside the 5-yard line with less than 4 minutes to go after getting that gift punt muff recovery after the Eagles hold defensively. Hold defensively and have an opportunity to run a 4-minute drill, kick a field goal, and get out of Dodge with a win in this game. And instead of kicking a bunny with Brandon Aubrey to go up three, they decide to go for it and come away with 0 points. Oh. I wanted to look at Brian Schottenheimer and say, I don't care what the metrics say. And I sat there and I threaded out on a post-it on Threads, like, nobody kicks field goals anymore unless they're 60 yards or longer. That's it. Like, coaches are like, oh, I guess we'll settle for that 48-yarder now. Nobody, does anybody kick a field goal inside of 30 yards anymore? Maybe Jim Harbaugh does. Maybe a Harbaugh does. I don't know. It's crazy. I can't believe that happened because it almost cost him. But the Cowboys come up with the plays necessary, get the ball back, and do set things up. And it's George Pickens, again, who got Aubrey close enough to make an easy one to win it. You don't see comebacks like this often enough. And Dak Prescott had this to say after the game, in a game in which he set the career passing yards record for the Dallas Cowboys, passing Tony Romo, and he's only 12 touchdown passes behind him for the most in that category. Hit it.
I love being down. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. Now, trust me, it's fun when you're up. You can laugh. You can joke. But when you're down, it requires such a unique place that you have to get to, and resilience and focus and taking it one play at a time and just trying to lead the other guys and get them to do the same. And when they do and you end up winning a game like this, this can be huge, huge for us moving forward. And it will be. And as we talked about all week, getting on a run, this is a hell of a way to get number two. And we've got to enjoy it tonight, and that's it, and be ready for Thursday.
Thursday, because here come the Chiefs coming off of an overtime win where it makes them feel really good about themselves coming in. Largest comeback win in Dak's career, by the way. Fourth of at least 14 or more points. And, you know, one other thing that's awesome about Dak, it is his 14th career game with 2 passing touchdowns and 1 rushing touchdown. Second most in the NFL since entering the league, behind only the king of it, Josh Allen. Dak, man, playing the best ball of his career. Defensively, they're playing well. Let's look at the schedule, TJ, because the Chiefs are coming in next. And then they've got the Lions the week after in Detroit. And as we know, it's a full complement of rest on that Thursday night, that rare once a year situation where both Thursday night teams have a full complement of rest.
Yep.
Outside of, I guess, opening night kickoff, right? Home from Minnesota, right, which has been struggling like crazy with my guy JJ. Jim Harbaugh coming in. Wow. Before 2 games against the bottom half of their division. Winnable games. And 5-5-1 is a terrific launching off point to hit the reset button. You are 500. That one time I cost him to try and somehow catch Philadelphia if something happens with the Eagles. Worse than what we saw on Sunday. But you got to feel good. Defense looks way better. And Pickens and this offense with Javonte Williams and the tight ends catching, offensive line blocking, thumbs up.
Yeah, man, for sure.
You got to feel good. You got to feel good about it. The problem is that, you know, 500 is a nice spot to just feel like you're hitting a reset button. Yeah. But when you look at the standings, you got some teams to leapfrog.
Yeah.
And the Lions are one of them. That's a big game after Thanksgiving if you pull off the win over the Kansas City Chiefs at home on Thanksgiving Thursday.
They're wondering if that tie is going to come back to haunt
them. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
If only our clock operator was more unscrupulous.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, George Pickens, though, Rich, he's now like must-see TV. Like, Brockman, if you tell me George Pickens stood on his head, caught a ball with his feet, I'd be like, oh, bet, I believe it. If he went to the second level and did Jeff Hardy's swanton bomb over someone, uh-huh, I'd be like, yeah, sure, yep, I believe it. Like, nothing he does surprises
me. Yeah, it's funny. He wears number 3. I think you can make a case he's, at worst, the 3rd best receiver in the NFL.
Well, I mean, you got Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Clear number 1.
Then you got both Los Angeles Rams.
I think you kind of take your pick who was number 2, but George Pickens is having as good a season as anyone.
He's been terrific. And is definitely somebody who the Steelers could use. But we heard it last week. We heard last week, and we talked about an overreaction Monday as well. Change of scenery. Dak is way better than any quarterback that was thrown to Pickens over the last few years as well.
And apparently, picking to the story where as a kid, he always was a Cowboys fan, saw him playing there. Mm-hmm. So maybe.
Yeah, he wrote a Players Tribune that was great.
Really great story. Yeah.
Good stuff. Congrats on your team.
Attaboy, TJ.
Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles now. And the reason why I laugh is because we saw tweets and posts and asides on four words I like to keep saying over and over again because I've never said them before. Janky Rondo's Twitch feed. We saw all that stuff and Jalen Hurts' time in the barrel last week with reports about internal strife over his style of play and the way he wants to play and how it's different from the way it's practiced all week and all of that sort of stuff. And that was all coming off of wins.
Exactly.
Now, the Eagles lose a game in mind-blowing, heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching fashion. 21-point blown victory, snatching it from the jaws of victory right into the defeat column. And the last time they lost by 21 points, up, the last time they blew such a lead, week one, 1999, Andy Reid's first game as coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Doug Peterson's first game as the quarterback of the Eagles. They lost 25-24 when the Cardinals were down by 21. And everything turned out fine for years after all of that. I'm sure they're all like, fire Reid. Who's Doug Peterson? Boy, we could use Ricky Williams around here.
Yeah, that was Donovan McNabb's rookie year, right? 99.
And then they committed a season-high 14 penalties in this game. That's not great either. Oh, good Lord. It's their first loss in their Kelly Green since bringing him back a couple years ago.
That's a shame. That is
a shame. My God. You have to call about that to the local radio stations. Yeah, I'm saying this too because the Eagles are 8-3. Okay? The team that's closest to them is 5-5-1. And you split with them. It's not like they've got an upper hand on you. And then all you got to do is be one game better than the Rams the rest of the way. And you beat the Rams, you got that tie break in your back pocket to put on the table. Right? You got the Bears coming into town this Friday, feeling really good about themselves. You beat them, and you got a tie break over the team that's leading the NFC North right now. Before you visit the Chargers out here, and I could tell you, the last time the Chargers hosted a team from the state of Pennsylvania when I was here didn't work out for the team from Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania took over the stadium. Yeah. And I have a feeling we're going to, you know, what, Bradley Cooper will show up with his Uber Eats bag and all that stuff. Then you got the Vegas Raiders, two games against Washington, a visit to Buffalo, which is so up and down. I mean, honestly, yeah, it's like a friggin' roller coaster in that Western New York. So I'm going to channel my inner Aaron Rodgers and have the temerity to look into the camera and directly address the Eagles fans out
here,
there.
Here, coach.
Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yeah, I don't think it's in their DNA.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. This loss sucked. To the max. To use what an 80s phrase.
Valley girl.
You know what I mean? Did I just do that?
Totally.
What happened?
Oh my God.
I mean, you're the Encino man over here. I know what's going on.
He's not the caveman from Encino.
Listen. Seriously. And I know. In Western Pennsylvania, you're sick and tired of after losses hearing a coach basically talk in a certain way that gives an impression of confidence when the play doesn't back it up. And Jalen Hurts is entering that zone because you write down what he says. And it's just like, I don't understand it.
We are who we are as a team. We're all we got and we're all we need.
Well, that was last week off a win.
Yeah.
Here's Jalen Hurts off the loss.
Today wasn't our day. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I say I got to do more. I have to dig and muster things out and try a way to figure it out for all of us. But, you know, that's the type of character that you like everyone to have. And so if we can just have that right type of synergy, that right type of energy, and you know, come together and push forward like I know we're capable of, you know, we'll be just fine.
I think I've ever heard a quarterback use synergy.
10 targets for 8 catches, 110 yards for A.J. Brown on a touchdown. So that tracks, right? 11 targets, 6 catches, 89 yards for Devontae Smith. Saquon had a season high in receptions of 7 for 52. Jalen Hurts, 27 of 39 for 289 yards and a score. Guess what? Defensively is where this team got let down. I was surprised at how little of a pass rush they were able to generate on Dak.
Yeah.
Dak was sitting back there having a sandwich in the second half sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, it's the offense's fault. Kevin Petullo will be a four-letter word around the Thanksgiving table like it's a scene out of Silver Linings Playbook. Look it up. Honestly, 8-3. The best team in the division, other than you, is 5-5-1. The best team in football right now, we'll talk about the Rams in a moment, is one game in front of you, and you've beaten them. The NFC South isn't coming for you, okay? And the NFC North is coming in your house, and it's a team with the same record as you, and it's a team that's building confidence, but still hasn't come into a building like yours and done what they've done over the last few games for the Chicago Bears. I mean, nice win for the Bears against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mason Rudolph. Totally, and we'll talk about that on this show. You know, going into Minnesota wasn't easy. Division win, they came out with that win. Their last visit was at Cincinnati. They needed Colston Loveland to come up with that dash to save that game. And then at Baltimore is when they lost last. And so you have the people there, I mean, like to tell the Bears, not today, not this year. We got 6 games to go. 3 of them, you know, are against totally winnable teams, including 2 against Washington, you know, and Vegas. Come on, relax. You could still be the 1 seed, 100%. Here endeth the lesson, to use an Untouchables phrase. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Rams, Chiefs, Bears, oh my. Some did you knows. Your calls at 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Let's talk about O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts, accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, too, can test your battery for free in or out of your car. And if it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. That's how helpful they are. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. The holidays are all about connection, and Sonos speakers make every moment sound amazing. Imagine your favorite playlist flowing from room to room, movie nights that feel like the theater, or the big game filling your living room with stadium-quality sound. Whether it's a gift for someone you love or a little to-me-from-me moment, Sonos is the perfect gift that brings high-quality sound to every room. Sonos' Black Friday sale is on now through December 1st, 2025 at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the Thumbtack app. Download today.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Last 2 weeks in my power rankings, the Rams were the number one team, and I appreciate that they've been back in my play.
Yeah,
because their play has shown it. I've got to be straight up with y'all.
Okay.
When I called Rams Jaguars in London, and that was the game that Puka Nacua missed, because you remember he had that ankle injury against the Ravens in a game that the Rams struggled to put points on the board and win, and they're coming to London to take on the Jaguars after spending the entire week in Baltimore, from which Sean McVay zoomed into our broadcast group in London, where the Rams had yet to go. You recall they flew on a Friday night and landed on a Saturday,
right.
And it's just like, McVay's like, that's the way we would have traveled, you know, from the West Coast. You know, actually, I think they landed on Saturday. They did. Like, that's what we would do, left coast to east coast. So we're in the east coast going to London. That's what we're going to do. And he said to the broadcast group, you know what? Puka being out, we're going to try and use this as something helpful, because we've been really Puka dependent, and we need to show that we're a more diverse offense. So we're going to do that. I'm like, okay, sounds good. And all they've done is gotten better. That's all they've done. Stafford threw 5 touchdowns in that game in London and spread it around to tight ends you've never heard of and receivers you'd never heard of, and then Devontae Adams, who you've heard of. And then Stafford just threw a 4-touchdown game and then a 4-touchdown game after that. Put it all together, and Matthew Stafford has thrown 27 straight touchdown passes without a single interception, tying Tom Brady for the longest such streak in NFL history. And then when they want to run it, because they want to, they can. And they do. And they want to throw touchdowns because they want to, and they can, they do. Mm-hmm. And then defensively, they want to knock you around because they want to, and they can, they do. They want to pick you off. They want to turn you over because they want to, because they can, and they do. That's how it looks for the Los Angeles Rams right now, and that's why they are, in fact, playing like the best team in the NFL in a season we have been looking for months for that one team to separate and say, this is our season, this is our game, you try and stop it. That's what they're doing, and now they got to... a kicker who looks like Jared Lorenzen he takes the jab. Jeez. You know, the thicker kicker, they've solved that problem. That's why they lost in Philadelphia, because that's how they looked in Philadelphia for 3 quarters. Yep. Until they started making mistakes. The Rams are the team to beat through 12 weeks. Period, end of story. And one thing that I think they would love to do, is to win another one, obviously. To win another one with Stafford, obviously. To win another one with Stafford as an MVP quarterback, obviously. But at the end of the day, to win one in the home of the San Francisco 49ers, ooh, which was their mortal fear the year the Rams won it in their own building, because who did they play in the NFC Championship game that year? And the Rams staved that off. Staved off the Bengals, 30 touchdown passes or more and fewer than five interceptions in a team's first 11 games in NFL history. Matthew Stafford has 30 touchdowns and two interceptions. The last guy to do that to that exact number was Mahomes in 2020. He did not win the MVP award because Aaron Rodgers had 33-4 and he won it. Rodgers had 30-3 in his 2014 season. He won the MVP. Rodgers had 33-4 in his MVP season of 2011. Brady had 39-4 through the first 11 games of the season, which he didn't lose a regular season game. He was the MVP. Matthew Stafford, through 12 weeks, is the MVP of this season. He is unbelievable. I said it on the Overreaction Monday pod. I repeated it right here. This year would be the year that, because at the time, I mean, Jonathan Taylor has had a couple of clunkers in the last 3 weeks because teams are now zeroing in on him in a way that the Falcons could not, like the Steelers and the Chiefs did 3 weeks ago and this past week. That obviously puts a crimp in anyone's campaign for MVP when you're not a quarterback. Right? And then you're looking around, you're scanning around. There's Drake May. There's the kid in New England who's balling out for sure. But not like this. Not like this to these numbers. May is doing incredible work. But I did say that the MVP is one thing. This would be the year Matthew Stafford would erase anybody who sits around and says, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. That's how good the Rams are playing football right now. You were there last night too, Chris, right?
Yeah, I was, and after the third touchdown, the MVP chants were very, very loud.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so, because we all know whose house it is, right? I mean, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Unreal. And Davante Adams, I mean, he's got to think he has gone to football heaven. He is so far removed from the guy the NFL films cameras mic'd up and caught having a sideline moment in Vegas, cursing at his professional predicament. With, by the way, the guy who's his backup quarterback now in Los Angeles. So far removed from that.
Didn't he say it's the most fun he's having
he did,
as a professional?
He
which
did,
is,
in fact, say that.
Like, what?
Really interesting. You're like,
28th career game with two or more receiving touchdowns, tying Don Hutson on the all-time list for sixth most, two behind Marvin Harrison Sr. and Chris Carter, five behind T.O., 11 behind Randy Moss. Oh, this is 21 behind Jerry Rice. What do all the other names have in common?
Gold jackets.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is also the year people think Davante Adams is a Hall of Famer.
Dude, if they didn't think that before, I don't know what else to say.
I think he went to Vegas and people kind of forgot about him.
Well,
and the Jets, too.
Well, what happens there, right?
For sure.
Oh, by the way, look at Hoskins back in your play here. Hit it.
I mean, yeah, to some degree, yeah. I think I'm definitely, most importantly, I'm having the most fun playing that I've ever had. And, yeah, real grateful for the opportunity to play for a team like this.
And because, again, you use the, it's like an ATM. You want savings or checking? The money coming out of savings, you want it coming out of running or passing or defense?
They have to lead the league in 1 yard touchdown passes, right? It's always going to him on a goal line fade, and he always catches it.
It's because he has some of the best moves that can't be stopped. There was, you know, Collinsworth in his 500th career broadcast, by the way, congrats to him, showed how his footwork against the corner covering him who had outside leverage and inside help. Adams beat that easily. Yeah, and of course, and then a perfect throw from Stafford, yeah. And then the two of them on the sideline yucking it up. NBC caught that camera of them, two of them just like mimicking what just happened, having a blast. Why not? It's all working. Trading places, Jif, feeling good, looking good, Billy Ray. And then I just mentioned how Stafford's a Hall of Famer, right? Because everybody knows Mahomes is one now, correct?
Yeah.
Please. All right? Like if the guy never played another game. Patrick Mahomes in the overtime win for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday became the fastest player in the NFL ever to reach 35,000 career passing yards in 123 games, breaking the 126-game mark set by Matthew Stafford. And the Chiefs are now 17-1 in their last 18 home games. The Chiefs won it in overtime. And they did it in a game in which they had zero sacks for the first time all season. They did it in a game in which Kareem Hunt fumbled. It was their first lost fumble all season. They did it in a game in which Mahomes was picked off by a defensive lineman, Laiatu Latu. They did it in a game in which Michael Pittman Jr. set a new career high for a season with his seventh receiving touchdown. So it didn't all go right for the Kansas City Chiefs. They did it in a game in which the Chiefs were down 20-9 going into the fourth quarter. But with the season on the line, this is why I can't quit the Kansas City Chiefs. With the season on the line, they found a way to do it. Because they have the people, and they've been there, and they've done it. They said to the Colts, guess what, man? You're up 20-9. We're going to blank you the rest of the way into overtime. We're going to win this thing 14-0 from here on out. That's what they did. They outscored the Chiefs and the Colts in this game. The Chiefs outscored the Colts from the fourth quarter in overtime, 14-0. The Colts punted four times. The Chiefs just once. Total yards, fourth quarter in overtime in this game. The Chiefs had 236. The Colts, 18. That's it. Mm-hmm. How many times has Jonathan Taylor had 18 yards on just one carry this year?
This season, yeah, probably a lot.
Okay. And the Chiefs got a 100-yard. The Chiefs had not a single 100-yard rusher and not a single 100-yard receiver all season long, and they got it both in this first time in this one game. Hunt, Rashee Rice. This is why I'm constantly not quitting the Chiefs. Games exactly like this. They got to do it on the road at some point. Helps to be at home in Kansas City.
Well, they'll probably have to go on the road in the playoffs.
We'll see, buddy.
You're not ruling out division?
Why would I rule out division?
They're three games back.
I got it.
Okay.
They take on the Broncos one more time. They finish the season in Vegas. They go to Dallas. Home game against Houston. That's a big one. Certainly, if you think neither of them are winning a division, that's a big one for a tiebreak for a wild card spot, wouldn't you say?
Big time.
At Tennessee, there are some winnable games here on the road for them. There are some winnable. Their final road games are at Dallas this weekend, at Tennessee, and at Vegas. And everything else is an Arrowhead, where, again, they are 17-1 in their last 18 home games. Their only loss was week two this week, this year against Philadelphia. And here's another reason why I can't quit the Chiefs. Mahomes. How's that for a hot take?
That's a nice thin limb you're going
Mahomes on. Mahomes had this to say afterwards. Hit it.
This is exactly what we needed. To win against a really good football team and the game's not going your way. You could have folded in that situation and kind of been kind of the rest of the season. But the guys responded and then found a way to win on every single unit. I mean, offense, we found a way at the end. Defense stood tall multiple times to give us chances. And then Harrison and Ariza did a great job flipping the field and making field goals. So we needed a win like this, and now let's just try to build off of it.
Because you hear so many stats about Mahomes' greatness and the Chiefs' greatness with Mahomes as the starter. 9 straight division titles, making the playoffs 10 straight years. NFL Network Research has a packet. I read it because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional, getting ready for NFL game day morning every Sunday morning. There was one that just jumped right off the page at me. And it's not something you got to look up too deep. It's just an observation, which you don't usually get from a research staff, but we have a crack staff. The earliest, this is why I can't quit them, the earliest the Kansas City Chiefs have ever had a season end in the Mahomes era as starter is overtime in the AFC Championship game.
Right. That's worth noting.
That's the earliest.
Worth noting.
A Chiefs season has ended since handing the reins over to Mahomes. He lost in his first playoff campaign in overtime in the AFC Championship to Tom Brady. Yep. The next year, they go to the Super Bowl. They win it. Next year, go to the Super Bowl. They lose it. The next year, they go to the AFC Championship game and lose in overtime to Joe Burrow.
Yep.
And then they make the Super Bowl every year after it, either winning it or losing it. Again, let me just repeat it. In the Mahomes era as starter in Kansas City, their season has either ended in the Super Bowl, winning or losing five times. And the only other times they didn't make the Super Bowl was when they lost in the AFC Championship game. Not in regulation.
No, no. Extra time.
We're talking about overtime. Not just a regulation game. We're talking about overtime.
They had to go the extra mile to lose.
That's why I can't quit the Chiefs. A game like Sunday and the 7 years plus of their body of work.
Oh, and that's why when you saw the Colts go three and out, maybe I think after the second one in the second half, you're like, oh, they're losing. This is a game the Chiefs win.
And that's why, you know why? Because it's week 12 or later. Go ahead and hit it. Go ahead and hit it. Since 2019, the Chiefs have the best record week 12 or later, 32-7. Yeah. Well, you know, second, the Packers, who just came up with their 30th win of the LaFleur era, another reason why people are nuts to want LaFleur gone in Green Bay. And then there's the Bills, who were 29-8 going into this week. Still not too shabby. It is go time. That's why I can't quit the Chiefs. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. When we come back, look who's leading the NFC North going into Thanksgiving week. It's Chicago.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. This message is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. As the holiday season rolls around, we know that you strive to do everything you can to bring cheer and joy to your loved ones. And as a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we understand that every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. But the giving doesn't stop there. You could also earn up to 2% unlimited cash back with these cards. So saving up for whatever the season brings just got a little easier. Give joy. Get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Hyundai Hope on Wheels. I've been telling you all about it. Did you know, if you already haven't heard, that for over 27 years, every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research? It's beautiful. Over 850 dealers nationwide collectively have raised more than $277 million supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. At Hyundai, Hope isn't optional. It comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Got to be honest with you. I said for the Bears, I need to see them dominate. I need to see them start to finish. I need to see them not pulling one out of their orifice to try and come back to win against a quality opponent. Man, I really wanted to see Aaron Rodgers in Soldier Field. I bet you Bears fans wanted to see him too, because they've been playing really well. And Ben Johnson is cooking up a team that is believing. And Ben Johnson has a quarterback, Caleb. That ball just flies out of his hands, and he is throwing it. He is slinging it. He is feeling more and more confident each passing week, rolling him out, making throws. He's making smart decisions, not turning it over, even though he lost a fumble. But the touchdowns are coming in bunches, and the comeback wins are coming in bunches. And they had this, the fumble he lost was TJ Watt surpassing his brother for more career sacks with his brother in the booth for a touchdown for Pittsburgh, which, as you know, has been a recipe for their wins lately, is they're taking it away. So they overcame a lot, and they also held firm. They actually had a lead in the fourth quarter as opposed to the other way around. Their defense held onto a lead.
Yep.
So it's a different way to win. And yeah, Mason Rudolph is a backup quarterback, but more than serviceable. I'm sure they wanted to beat Rodgers to basically say, we are better than you and you own this place no more. Maybe that's for down the road. If Rodgers is fortunate enough to keep playing and the Bears are fortunate enough to see him and they play each other again. But they got to be feeling good about themselves. What a big-time win for the Bears again. And Caleb had this to say afterwards.
You don't apologize for any wins in this league. And, you know, I think that's a historic organization over there. And they got a bunch of great athletes, a bunch of great coaches and things like that. So, like I said, you don't apologize, but you do understand where you can be as a team, what we could have done out there. And that's the frustrating part. And, you know, it starts with me and, you know, it funnels down everybody else.
Wow. He's now in the business of saying it's not pretty, but we're not going to apologize. So he beats Tomlin and then robs his
line. We're not going to apologize for winning.
Oh, wow. I'll take your win and your line.
When's he going to start talking about hot dogs?
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
Five games now the Bears have won this year when they've been trailing in the final 2 minutes of regulation. But this time, as I said, they didn't have to. But this is the way you win, man. As again, the Chiefs come up with the W this past week. They were the kings of the one-score game victories last year. 12-0 in those games. They hadn't won a single such game until this past week. It was their first of 2025. The Bears are now 6-1 in one-score games, and they've won those six times all in a row in such an instance. The last time the Bears had such a winning streak in one-score games, they won the NFC title. It was when Sexy Rexy took them to the Super Bowl.
Now, the other thing, too, the Bears, right, doing it with, like, four of their top linebackers didn't play.
That's right.
It's almost like they were holding, like, tryouts for anyone who could come play. Yeah. And then they had DeMarco Jackson, and I hope I'm saying this right, watching the game yesterday, Amen Obongamiga.
Oh, good job.
Amen.
You also have to give it up to our friend of the program, Ryan Poles. Not just because he once saw somebody who thought I was Ryan Gosling. remember when he traded for Montez Sweat in the middle of the season that they were not winning? And you're like, what are they doing? 6.5 sacks over his last six games. Most sacks in any six-game span in his career. Is he coming in handy now?
Yeah.
He sure is. So they're doing it all. Caleb's third game with three or more passing touchdowns and interception this year, tying two quarterbacks in the history of the Chicago Bears for most such games in a single season. Their names are Dave Craig and Eric Kramer. It's been a minute in Chicago, and they're going to Philly leading the division.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.